All right, everyone ready for another deep dive?
Ready to go.
Awesome. Today we're heading to Namibia, to the coastal town of Swakopmund.
Ooh, nice.
Our source this time is the website for Where to Go Namibia.
Okay.
It's a tour company, and they have this really interesting sounding tour called the Swakopmund Town Tour.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, and we're basically going to use this deep dive as a chance to kind of virtually preview the tour.
Sounds fun. Like we're planning our own trip.
Exactly. So let's jump right in.
Okay.
The setting of Swakopmund itself is pretty unique.
It really is.
The website talks about how it's nestled between these sprawling Namib desert dunes
Oh, wow.
and the Atlantic Ocean.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah, you don't see that every day,
Right,
right?
no, not at all.
So visually, it's I mean, I can only imagine from the pictures, it must be quite striking.
It's like that contrast between the desert and the ocean that just creates this really unique visual impact.
Yeah, like a photographer's dream almost.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that are visually appealing, the website mentions some really incredible German colonial architecture.
Oh, yeah.
The Warmenhaus and the Hohenzollern building.
I've seen pictures of those.
They sound so grand, don't they?
Yeah, those names just scream history.
They do.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they speak to a period when Namibia was under German colonial rule from the late 19th to early 20th centuries.
Oh, wow.
So seeing those buildings isn't just about admiring the architecture.
Right.
It's like touching a tangible piece of Namibia's past.
I mean, it's funny you say that because I always think about like old photos of people in period clothing
Yes.
when I think about colonial architecture.
Yes.
What was the Hohenzollern building actually used for?
It was a hotel.
Oh,
It
wow.
was a grand hotel, actually. It was known for its luxury and, of course, those stunning Atlantic views.
Of course.
Today, it's been repurposed.
Oh, okay.
But you can still see the architectural bones of that bygone era.
That is so cool. I mean,
Yeah.
talk about a place with stories to tell.
Absolutely.
Next up, we have the Swakopmund Museum.
Oh, nice.
The website mentions it's one of Namibia's oldest museums.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so that definitely piqued my curiosity.
Well, it's fascinating because what they do is they blend cultural artifacts with natural history exhibits.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, they have a display on the Tapnar people,
Okay.
and they talk about how they've adapted to life in the harsh Namib desert environment. And
Wow.
it really just drives home how intertwined human culture and the environment are,
Right.
especially in a place like Swakopmund.
You know, I've always been fascinated by desert cultures. It's like the ingenuity and resilience it takes to survive in those conditions. It's really humbling.
Olé.
Adding that museum to my must-visit list for sure.
Good choice.
Okay, moving on. The website calls out the jetty as a must-see landmark, and those photos, wow.
Oh, the jetty's great.
You've been there.
I have, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what's so special about it?
Well, you know, jetties often hold a special significance in coastal towns
Oh, interesting.
because they were lifelines for trade and communication with the outside world.
Okay.
And they often offer the best vantage points.
Oh, I see.
And the Swakopmund Jetty is no exception. You get panoramic views.
Oh.
And the website specifically suggests going early morning or late afternoon for the best light.
That's a good tip. I never really thought about the best time of day to photograph a jetty.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
The angle of the sun hitting the water and the structure, it must be pretty cool.
It really is.
Now, speaking of capturing the essence of a place, the website highlights the vibrant street life and local markets.
The markets are great.
What do they have? Like vendors, crafts,
Ah,
produce?
everything, the whole experience.
Oh, cool.
And for a lot of travelers, engaging with local culture is a top priority.
For sure.
So imagine strolling through a Namibian market, the sights, the sounds, the smells.
Oh, yeah.
It's a multi-sensory experience.
I love
It
that.
really brings you into the heart of Swakopmund.
It's so true. I'm a firm believer that you haven't truly experienced a place until you've like wandered through its markets.
Absolutely.
I mean, what kind of crafts do you think we'd find there?
I've seen a really beautiful blend of traditional and contemporary crafts.
Okay.
So you might find intricate wood carvings, colorful textiles woven with traditional patterns,
Oh, wow.
and even modern art inspired by the Namibian landscape.
See, that's what I love about markets. You never know what you're going to find.
Exact.
All right, last but not least, let's talk about the coastal beaches.
Okay,
I mean, we've got desert on one side, ocean on the other.
Right.
How wild is that
It's
contrast?
quite striking, isn't it?
Yeah.
And photographically speaking, it offers incredible diversity.
In what way?
Well, you could get classic seascapes with crashing waves.
Oh, yeah.
You could have these vast landscapes that capture the beach and the dunes together.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even some wildlife, depending on the season.
You're really painting a picture here.
It's an amazing place.
It's like a photographer's dream, every genre in one place.
It really is.
Okay, before I get too lost in daydreams of Namibia, I think we should take a pause.
Okay.
We'll come back for part two, where we'll delve a little deeper into some of the tour specifics.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, I'm still reeling from those beach meets desert visuals we were talking about.
It's quite a sight.
Just flipping through these pictures on the Where to Go Namibia website, you can really tell that this town is a photographer's paradise.
Yeah, it really does seem designed with photography in mind.
Yeah.
It's interesting how they cater to a variety of styles, too.
Right.
You mentioned street photography before.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a heavy emphasis on landscape and architecture.
Yeah.
Even hinting at wildlife, depending on the time of year.
It's like they created a photographic tasting menu.
I like that.
Let's dive back into those architectural gems, the Woermann House and the Hohenzollern building.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
They really caught my attention.
They're prime examples of that German colonial architecture we were discussing.
Yeah.
The Woermann House, for example, was built in the early 1900s as the headquarters for a major trading company.
Interesting.
Now it houses shops and restaurants.
Oh, wow.
But the architectural details are still there. They offer a glimpse into Swakopmund's commercial past.
You know what I find fascinating about colonial architecture?
What's that?
It often reflects the ambitions and aspirations of that era.
Yeah.
It's like a visual representation of their hopes for the colony, you know?
Right.
So even if you're not a history buff,
yeah,
these buildings offer a way to connect with that historical narrative.
Exactly. It's about understanding the context in which they were built
mm-hmm.
and the role they played in shaping the town's identity.
For sure.
Speaking of understanding context,
yeah.
Let's revisit the Swakopmund Museum.
Okay.
What stood out to you about its collection?
Well, I was particularly intrigued by how they wove together the cultural artifacts
yeah.
and the natural history. You mentioned the exhibit on the Topnar people.
Yeah.
That's an example, but I'm also curious.
Yeah.
Are there any exhibits that focus on the marine life of the area?
Oh, for sure.
Being a coastal town, I'd imagine that plays a significant role.
Absolutely. The ocean has always been a vital part of Swakopmund's story.
Okay.
And the museum does have an exhibit dedicated to marine life.
Right.
It explores the biodiversity of the Atlantic waters off the Namibian coast, highlighting the various species of fish,
okay.
marine mammals, and even the unique plant life found in the kelp forests.
See, that's what I love about museums.
What's that?
They can surprise you. You yeah. go in expecting one thing and come out with a whole new understanding of the place.
For sure.
Okay, back to that iconic jetty.
Yeah.
It's not just a pretty face, is it?
Not at all.
No.
Remember we talked about jetties being vital lifelines for coastal towns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Swakopmund jetty exemplifies that.
Okay.
It was originally built in the early 1900s, to facilitate trade and passenger ships, serving as a crucial link to the outside world.
So they would bring in goods and people would come in and out of the town?
Exactly. Imagine the hustle and bustle back then.
Yeah.
Cargo being unloaded.
Yeah.
People disembarking after long voyages.
Wow. You really have a knack for bringing history to life.
It's interesting history.
It makes you appreciate these structures on a whole new level.
Yeah.
So it's not just a landmark. It's a symbol of Swakopmund's connection to the world.
Precisely.
And photographically speaking,
yeah.
its historical significance adds another layer of interest.
Right.
You're not just capturing this beautiful structure. You're capturing a piece of maritime history.
Exactly.
Okay. I am definitely going to need a wide-angle lens for this.
For sure.
The website suggests early morning or late afternoon for the best lighting.
Yeah.
But does it mention anything about tide levels?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Would that affect the composition of the shot at all?
Yeah, the website does advise checking the tide charts. Apparently, low tide exposes these interesting rock formations and tidal pools around the base of the jetty.
Oh.
So that adds another element of visual interest to your photographs.
See, these are the details that make a deep dive so worthwhile.
I agree.
Okay, now I'm craving those market vibes again.
The markets are great.
What were we saying about the sensory overload?
All those senses, remember?
Yeah.
You're not just seeing.
Right.
You're hearing the chatter of vendors, smelling the spices and fresh produce.
Yeah.
Maybe even tasting some local delicacies.
It's a full body experience.
It really is.
And for a photographer, it's a gold mine.
It is.
Candid moments, vibrant colors, the energy of daily life.
Oh, yeah.
Street photography thrives in this environment.
For sure.
Do you think we'd find any musicians or performers in the market?
Absolutely.
Really?
Music and performance are often integral parts of market culture.
Okay.
You might encounter a local band playing traditional Namibian music.
Oh, that would be cool.
Or perhaps a storyteller captivating a crowd with folktales.
Oh, I love that.
It's those unexpected encounters that make exploring a new place so rewarding.
You're making me want to book that flight right now.
It's a great place.
Okay, before I get too carried away,
yeah,
let's shift gears to those coastal beaches.
Okay.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that visual.
The desert meets the sea.
I know.
It's a juxtaposition that's hard to imagine until you see it firsthand.
Yeah.
And photographically speaking, it presents some unique challenges and opportunities.
Okay, I'm all ears. What kind of challenges are we talking about?
Oh, capturing that sense of scale.
Okay.
The vastness of the desert against the seemingly endless expanse of the ocean can be tricky.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You might need to experiment with different lenses and compositions to convey that grandeur.
So it's not just point and shoot.
No.
It's about understanding how to use your equipment to tell the story of this unique landscape.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the light can also be challenging.
How so?
Well, the strong desert sun can create harsh shadows.
Oh.
So you might need to adjust your exposure settings or shoot during the golden hours for softer, more flattering light.
See, these are the nuggets of wisdom I need.
Happy to help.
I'm making notes as we speak.
And don't forget about the possibilities for silhouette shots.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the setting sun casting long shadows across the dunes with the ocean as a backdrop.
That's a good one.
Or capturing the silhouette of someone walking along the beach with the vastness of the landscape emphasizing their solitude.
Now you're speaking my visual language.
I try.
These are the kind of shots that stay with you long after the trip is over.
And that's the beauty of photography, isn't it? It allows us to capture not just images,
right,
but memories and emotions.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back for our final thoughts on this incredible Swakopmund Town Tour.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, explorers.
Back for more.
It feels like we've already taken a whirlwind tour of Swakopmund.
I know, right?
From those historic buildings to the incredible beaches where the desert meets the sea.
So much to see.
It's remarkable how much this town has to offer.
It really is.
You know, what's interesting to me is how the Where to Go Namibia website,
yeah,
has crafted this tour that manages to weave together all these different aspects of Swakopmund's identity.
It's not just a random assortment of sites, is it?
No, you can sense that they've really thought about the experience they want to create for visitors.
Right.
And that emphasis on photography.
Yeah.
It's not just about snapping pretty pictures.
Wow, it goes deeper than that.
It does.
I think it's about encouraging people to see the world through a different lens.
Okay.
To notice the details they might otherwise miss.
You know, it reminds me of a quote by Ansel Adams.
Oh, yeah.
The famous landscape photographer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You don't take a photograph, you make it."
I like that.
And I think that's really relevant here.
Okay.
This tour isn't just about passively observing Swakopmund. It's about actively engaging with it.
I see what you mean.
And using photography as a tool to interpret and understand the place.
That's a brilliant connection.
Thanks. It speaks to the power of photography.
Yeah.
To transform the way we see the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we get too philosophical.
Okay.
Let's bring it back to this specific tour.
Okay.
What would you say is the one thing that truly sets the Swakopmund Town Tour apart from others?
For me, it's how they've integrated the human element into the experience.
Okay.
It's not just about the landscape.
Right.
It's about the people who call Swakopmund home.
Mm-hmm.
Their stories, their culture, their connection to this unique environment.
That's so true. I mean, we talked about the market experience.
Yeah.
But the website also mentions opportunities to interact with local artists and craftsmen.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're not just buying a souvenir. You're connecting with the person who created it.
Right.
Understanding the skill and the tradition behind it.
Exactly. And that level of engagement, it creates a much richer travel experience.
It does.
It's no longer just about what you saw. It's about who you met, what you learned, how you felt.
Turning a snapshot into a story,
yes,
postcard into a conversation.
Love it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
let's leave our listeners with a little something to ponder.
I like it.
Imagine you're standing on that jetty.
Okay.
Wind in your hair.
Yeah.
Smell of the ocean mixed with that dry desert air.
I can almost smell it.
What is it about Swakopmund that speaks to you the most?
Mm.
Is it the echoes of history?
Yeah.
In that colonial architecture, the vibrant energy of the market, the stark beauty of the desert meeting the sea.
So many options.
Because I think the answer reveals something about ourselves.
Yeah.
About what we seek and value in our travels.
That's true.
And if you'd like to share your reflections with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
Maybe it will inspire us to take our own deep dive into Swakop Mun someday.
I hope so.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep seeking out those experiences that make you see the world with fresh eyes.
Well said. I can't wait for the next deep dive.